It's an emergency hoops podcast, and not for bad emergencies, for good emergencies. We're down to it, and in Penn State's second-to-last game, final regular season road game of the year, they won 68-65, overtime over Northwestern. Nate Bauer, our senior basketball insider here on the Hoop Show. We just got a quick conversation about last night's game. So, Nate, let's start at the beginning. Yeah. Bit of an ugly start. Turnovers were just a surprise to me, but what do you make of the beginning of the game?
Yeah, they were no good. they were no good. Penn State just really, really struggled to handle and find an answer to what Northwestern was doing defensively, which is the same blueprint and playbook that Rutgers effectively. I mean, there were different methods necessarily, I guess, to achieving it, but the point was the same, which is picking Penn State up 27, 30 feet from the basket, right? Just making everything really, really difficult for Penn State to run its action on the perimeter and get open looks. And so you had a combination of elements where Penn State was either getting turnovers, right? They were just constantly turning the ball over. The first two trips up the court were turnovers. They had nine in the first half. They had a wave of them. I think eight of them were within the first 10 minutes of the game. Yeah. Right. So they're constantly not getting looks. They found themselves outshot, right? Like it's not a metric that you necessarily pay close attention to until it's way out of whack. And in this game, it was completely out of whack. Penn State wasn't even getting looks, right? So they're not shooting the ball because of the turnovers. And then the shots that they did get weren't good. And so it was a real challenge for Penn State to get what they wanted offensively out of the gates. And that created some big problems for them to have to adjust to.
It took us a while to adjust to their defense. Nobody's really hard hedged us all season since like our second game of the year. And they're good. They're aggressive. They get in passing lanes. They deny some things. You know, they rotate really well. And it took us a while to adjust to that. We don't normally turn the ball over. We're number one in the country in turnovers. So that nine, just like us being 3 of 13 from three, like that's not us, right? The nine turnovers, that's not us. It took us a while to get back to being ourselves. And once we were, right, we didn't turn the ball over four times in the second half and overtime.
So once they were able to adjust this team, and I know that Micah Shrewsbury went on to talk about how this is a veteran team and some of the things that maybe you and I have talked about of the offensive fragility, generally they bounce back pretty well as a group of people, right?
Yeah, I think so. And one of the key elements to that first half was the fact that Northwestern was also not really exploding, right? Penn State had 11 points in the first 15 minutes of the game, effectively. Yeah. And so Penn State was just not doing anything, but neither was Northwestern. Right. Northwestern, it was a 10-20 game with 5:42 left in the first half. And so, Penn State wasn't really clicking, but neither was Northwestern. Northwestern was missing a bunch of shots. They were getting a bunch of shots, more shots than Penn State, but they weren't going in. And so when you finally get to the point where Andrew Funk got fouled on a three-pointer, he got fouled. Seth Lundy had a three-pointer. And so back-to-back, you know, you had an 8-0 run for Penn State in a span of a minute and a half, basically. And so that a game that felt entirely lopsided, just completely out of Penn State's character, was one that ended up being very close. It was a four-point game at the half and something that Penn State was able to adjust to.
Not entirely the same script, but flipped from Rutgers, but somewhat, you know, they had 7 points through, you know, you said that, what was it, like 11 or 15 points the first 15 minutes?
And
at one point they were stuck at 7 for a good 5 minutes, and then they were able to turn it on and get it close at halftime, which was huge. That was a huge moment in the game.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say turning it on necessarily, but just getting out of the muck, right? Yeah. They were able to find the adjustments that they needed to make in terms of being able to just make the plays, recognize exactly what Northwestern was doing and make the right reads out of it. And so you get to the second half, and Cam Winter is a huge part of this. He made a three-pointer right out of the gates, and then they took a lead, right? So Penn State had a lead within the first 2 minutes of the second half. And from there, it just turned into this, like, you have the game, which is fine and is its own storyline, and there's all these different things happening within the course of the game, but there's also this broader picture of what this means for Penn State, what the context is of their season on the line, and you name it. And so to sum it up, you know, they're like fighting for their lives. Every shot that Northwestern made in the second half for a good, I don't know, 8 to 10 minute stretch, Penn State was answering. Right. And so you had 15 straight buckets between these two teams. Penn State makes a shot, Northwestern makes a shot. Penn State makes a shot, Northwestern makes a shot. It goes back and forth 15 different shots until you finally get over the hump. Right. And so Penn State took a brief lead, you know, very, very late at the end of the game with an Andrew Funk three-pointer, a minute 46 to play. And Northwestern ties it up, and Funk's last look at a three where Pickett draws in the defense. He kicks it out. Funk makes the, or takes the shot, and he misses, and they go to overtime, and it's like, oh man, you know, this is going to be a real challenge. This is going to be a real challenge for Penn State to kind of pick itself up off the mat. But let's be honest, it's something that they did through the course of the game, and it's something that they've done in games following tough losses really throughout the season.
Yeah, they slayed a couple dragons in this game of on the road, and also not a great offensive performance on the night from everybody. And especially
until the second half where they
were in a shooting slump and they got out of it, right?
For sure. Which has not always been the case this year, and something that they really, really needed to you know, to break, right? To be able to win this game, they were going to need to make some shots, which they weren't doing in the first half. They played good enough defense in the first half. I thought that the defensive effort, I'm not going to say that the effort lagged, but it was Northwestern made a bunch of shots, right? Northwestern had an easier time. The game opened up, right? But overall, Cam Winter goes 9 of 15. Andrew Funk goes 5 of 10. Seth Lundy, after that really tough game on Sunday, goes 5 of 12 for the floor.
Yep.
You had your players that you've counted on through most of the season to do these things coming through and doing the things that they needed to do to get the win.
And Cam Winter, I know that, you know, this game he obviously gets the praise for his performance throughout, but also the game-winning bucket. But he's been more consistent here in the last 2 weeks or so. How important is he and that evolution to this team at this critical point?
It's huge. It's huge. And let's be honest, it was a major letdown to what Penn State wanted to achieve earlier in the season. He was a guy who Penn State, it was just crucial for Penn State to have his scoring contributions to be able to get where they wanted to go. And it was so inconsistent for him and so tough, I think, adjusting to the Big Ten. He just wasn't the player that he wanted to be. He wasn't the player that Penn State thought he could be or that he showed he could be at different times during the non-conference portion of the schedule. But they needed him now, right? They need him. If Penn State is going to get where they want to go in the postseason, Cam Winter has to be a part of that. And yes, he had 24 points on Wednesday night, but it's all of it. It's all of it. He has to be there. He has to be able to make plays, to penetrate. That's been a huge part of this, given the pressure that they're facing on the perimeter, is him being able to get into the lane. And so he did both of that. He scored in both areas of the court last night. And obviously to Evan Mahaffey deserves a huge bout of praise for his offensive rebound in overtime. He made a couple of key plays. He had, he,
you know, he goes 1 of 2 from the free throw line, but that set up the game to be tied in that point in the first place, right? So where Penn State's not losing the game with a miss, but just has an opportunity to send it to a second overtime or win. You know, I mean, it just a lot of players not named Jalen Pickett did the things that they needed to do. But I do think it's worth discussing. I wanted to make sure that we included it here. Whether it was Shrewsbury or Pickett or Cam Winter after the game, they had so much praise to give to Jalen Pickett, because here's a guy who is all world, all American, all Big Ten, who is, yes, he took the last shot and had a decent look at it and missed, but also didn't take the last shot for the regulation, right? He's a guy who backed down and drew in the defense. That was constantly what he was doing. All these defenses now are so focused on Jalen Pickett, and it's creating opportunities for other players, and he is selfless enough to make sure that he distributes the ball.
Yeah, and importantly, they hit those shots.
Totally.
It's been who he's been for a lot of this season. The two back-to-back games of exploding for points, it kind of changed the narrative a little bit on Jalen Pickett. Not that he wasn't getting buckets before, but you don't stumble into 8 or 9 assists a game. Like, he has been that guy, but these guys around him, Winter and Lundy and Funk, and, you know, have hit shots in this game. Yep. So that definitely was a huge part of it.
As a result, breaks the Penn State single season record for most assists in a season and had 11 on Wednesday night. So
you had a cool thing on the board, and I think this was something that Michael Shrewsbury talked about after the game, how they overcame that Rutgers debacle.
Yeah, so he was on the post-game radio show with Steve Jones and Dick Girardi, and talked like it hurt. You know, this is no surprise to anybody, but talked about how tough it was, not necessarily to pick themselves back up. I do think that they've been doing that this season, but just an acknowledgement of, man, they really wanted that game. That was really something that, you know, they were poised to do, had a 19 point lead and lost it. And kind of cool, right? Ed DeChellis called, right? Joe Crispin called, James Franklin called, Keegs call, like, you name it, these different coaches and personalities, people within the Penn State community and specifically the basketball community, that reached out and you know, made sure that they got the support that they needed in that time.
Yeah, and the team too, from their internal perspective, put it behind them, according to Winter after the game.
Get back in the gym and keep working. It's what we've done all year. I mean, no matter how the game goes, everyone just kind of flips a page and just keeps working, gets back in the gym, puts that extra time in. And I think today it kind of just showed off that we didn't dwell too much on obviously blowing a big lead. And we came here and handled business.
Great game. Great outcome for Penn State. Doesn't matter if they don't win the next one. So the next one.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I can't keep up with any of this, Nate.
But this is the whole point, is it's all on a evolving and constantly shifting landscape, because yes, it's what Penn State does, but it's also what the others around them do, right? Michigan and Purdue have important, right? Like, all of these different teams have important games in the Big Ten. Bubble teams are still playing, not only in the Big Ten, but nationally, that will all impact what Penn State can get away with versus, like, just doing it for themselves, I guess. That's kind of the end result, is if Penn State takes care of its business, okay, wins on Sunday against Maryland, a Maryland team that has struggled mightily on the road this season, they will be in very, very solid position to take it out of what if territory, right? To where you don't need an extended run. If they go 10-10 in the Big Ten and do what they need to do in terms of quad one wins, like, that's the other thing. There are games that could change from quad one to quad two based on other outcomes that are happening from previously played games on their schedule. So it's just a lot to keep track of, but I don't think that that's, in Penn State's mind, the point right now. The point right now is win the last game. Win the last game. If you can beat Maryland at the Boris Jordan Center on Sunday afternoon, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
And we will have something to say about that next week on the Hoop Show. Who knows? Maybe we'll have an emergency live show after the game or whatever. Who knows? Stay tuned to Blue White Illustrated, both BlueWhiteIllustrated.com and wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, where we put all this stuff out. This is an audio exclusive, if you haven't noticed. So make sure you subscribe here on our podcast channel so you don't miss anything from Blue White Illustrated.